Kina, we're going to do, we're going to skip to Kina Chaf Aleph, Arze Halavanon. Arze Halavanon is one of those kinos that, of course, we do every year. It is the kina of the Asara Haruge Malchus. And it tells a story that's familiar to us. It's dramatic, it's tragic. Mentioned yesterday in the Daf Yomi Shir that when Rabbi Tarfon was caught in someone's vineyard, assuming the peros were hefker, and was eating the peros, the owner of the vineyard grabs him, not realizing it's Rabbi Tarfon, throws him in a bag and is about to kill him. And Rabbi Tarfon screams out, "Oi, Tarfon, this is the way that you're going to die." It's a strange comment. It should have been, "Oi, Tarfon, I can't believe you're about to die." Or, "What's going on over here? Why am I dying?" Or something. But this is the way. Some of the Achronim suggest that he was jealous of his Chaverim, who got to die al Kiddush Hashem. You know, people think, death is death. Who cares how it happens? But it matters. People who were killed al Kiddush Hashem have a special place in Jewish history. Halacha is that we assume that anyone who was killed because they are a Jew is considered to have died al Kiddush Hashem. And the brutality of these murders make them all the more memorable and thereby increase the Kiddush Hashem. Remember after the Har Nof massacre, someone told me they were talking to Rav Meir Twersky, and he said that one of the things he was struggling with, I'm sure amongst many, many other emotions, was how it could be that such an enormous Kiddush Hashem and such an enormous Chil Hashem can happen simultaneously. That it's both such a great Kiddush Hashem and such a great Chil Hashem. That tzaddikim should be able to be taken down like that. It's a terrible Chil Hashem. But that people dying because they are Jews and talis and tefillin with Shema Yisrael on their lips is a great Kiddush Hashem. And that's the reality of it. It's both. It's a Kiddush Hashem and a Chil Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik makes a couple of points over here. He points out that during the last century when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and even right after the Churban, Rome was not interested in religious persecution. They were supposed to let things run religiously as normal. Then about 60 to 65 years after the Churban, they changed entirely. Gazru Malchus Lalam Las Bineim Lalasa Pitara Lachalas Hashabis. Their gzeros became very pointed at our religion, at our practice of our religion. And they became the greatest religious persecutors in history. Because they made a mistake. They miscalculated originally. They assumed that the Beis HaMikdash is what keeps the Jewish people alive. And if they could just be patient enough until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, mimela assimilation will happen. It will happen by itself. No need to make gezeros against something that's going to happen on its own. But they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And due to the efforts of heroes like Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, the Torah kept us strong, kept us alive, even without a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore they realized that their only chance was to attack our Torah. That's the great wisdom the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had when he requested, Tein li yavne v'chachameha. We can't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we can have Torah learning. And if we can have Torah learning, we will always survive. And one of the things this Kina reminds us of is how critical Torah and mitzvot are in Jewish life. Because even if we have Eretz Yisrael, without dedication to Torah, there is no Jewish survival. But without Eretz Yisrael, when we have dedication to Torah, there is Jewish survival. The Romans knew it. Not at first, but eventually they learned that. And we have to always remember that. You can't overstate the value of Eretz Yisrael in our religion. It's critically important. But there's nothing more important than Torah in our religion. Someone sent me an email the other day. You know, you mentioned in the shir that a person has a chiyuv to learn Kala Torah Kula. That's ridiculous. With all the respect, there's some people that can't sit. You know, the people who talk about this chiyuv to learn Kala Torah Kula are people like Rav Shachter, who are extraordinarily intelligent. Some people can't, you know, to learn a Daf Gemara would take them a month. Call it Torah Kula. I think the answer is that everyone has to set goals, significant goals, and not sell themselves short. And really try very hard to connect to Torah Hashem. Now, obviously, if a person is simply incapable after putting in maximum effort, so there's a concept called Anus Rachmana Patre. It's beyond a person's control. But we're capable of so much more than we think we are. It's all a matter of priorities. What do we prioritize? If excellence in Torah is something that we strive for, and it's something that we want our children to strive for, it can be accomplished. Not just by people who are naturally gifted. There are plenty of people who are not naturally gifted, who have tremendous desire to grow in Torah. And the Torah is our lifeblood. The second thing Rav Soloveitchik pointed out is that although we read about Asara Aruge Malchus both today and on Yom Kippur in Eila Eskera, we go into detail, much more detail about the Arze Alvanon we're about to read. Because Yom Kippur is a day of, the reason we read about them is because it's Kapara, Misas Tzadikim is Mechaper. Shulchan Aruch quotes a minhag that when a Chacham dies, you should fast on the Yom Misas Chachamim. Because when a person is getting Kapara, there's fast. That's what Yom Kippur is about. The fast is not a fast of suffering, it's kapara. So it's part of the avoda in Yom Kippur. It's karbanos. These are karbanos. They're the holiest karbanos. But on Tisha B'Av, it's not on kapara. We're not focused on kapara. We're focused on avelus, on the loss, just the magnitude of the loss. It's not about, because they died, the Jewish people were able to achieve a certain kapara up in Shemayim. No, that's not what we're interested in. Today. What we're interested in today is what it means to us to be left bereft of these great leaders, of these great people, and how horrendous it was for our enemies to mow them down and to take them in such horrific ways, not coincidentally, but specifically singling them out, realizing how important our Torah leaders are to us. And today we think about the loss, and every year when we read Kina Chaf Aleph, we always try to think about the great gedolim that were lost to us over the past year. And, you know, every year there's somebody. And this year we think about, certainly, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik, Kadosh Levracha, we think about Rav Moshe Tversky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. People of very, very great stature who are lost to us. And how we're left as Yisomim without them. We're left orphaned without them. And how we have to work to achieve the connection to Torah that they taught us, in order that there will always be more Gedolei Torah to lead the Jewish people.